Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, a time of extended teaching, actually, on afflictions in the lives of saints. We are going through difficult times, and I know I've talked to some people. We're talking people that are mature in the Lord, that have walked with the Lord for many, many years. There are trials that they are experiencing that is testing them to the uttermost. And so what I was sharing as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, that our spiritual character is formed by the attacks of the enemy are resisting those attacks. In other words, there was an old song we used to sing, if we never had a problem, we wouldn't know that God could solve them. We wouldn't know what faith in God could do through it all. And so what do we do? What are some practical encouragement that I can share with you? We're to pray in faith, because as we use our spiritual weapons, God will give us victory. He will give us victory. Now, we don't have a say as to when that should occur, but He will give us victory. If we pray in faith, if we pray in the name of Jesus, if we bind and loose, as Jesus said in Matthew 18:18, as we use the Word of God as an offensive weapon of the Spirit. Remember when Jesus was tested after His 40-day fast in the wilderness, He said, "It is written." That's the example we follow. We're to pray in agreement. Jesus said, "Where two or three of you would come together and ask anything in My name, He would do it." And also, that was the fifth point, praying in agreement. And six is fasting. Now, you don't hear much about that today, but it hasn't, you know, it's still in the Word of God. Guess what? It's not been taken out, at least by the Authorized King James Version. And in Matthew 17, verse 21, Jesus said, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." This was right after Jesus had been in the Mount of Transfiguration. He came down, and there were His disciples could not cast out a demon. And so Jesus rebuked the devil. He departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And so they asked Him, "Why couldn't we cast him out?" And He says, "Because of your unbelief. But this kind," this is verse 21, "this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." So, beloved, what if prayer is not answered immediately? What if there's no change? Have you gone through experiences like that? It seems the heavens are brass. Well, that's why, yes, it is important to have faith, but we can't be simplistic and short-sighted. Now, it's possible it could be a matter of unbelief, but not in every case. If we take that stance to its logical extreme, we, beloved, think about this. We would pray ourselves out of every problem, every battle, every affliction, and every temptation at the time we wanted to, like right away. So, may I ask a question? If we had all of our afflictions and every unpleasantness removed by a moment's faith-filled prayer, how would we learn to develop the fruit of the Spirit as patience or long-suffering or even joy? Count it all joy, beloved, when you go through the various trials and temptations. And how many of you have had to have patience and love and long suffering through the blessings of God? Of course, we rejoice when God is blessing us. We don't need patience and long suffering for the blessings, but we need patience and long suffering through the trials and battles we go through. The important point we need to see and understand here is that there may be a time factor involved in deliverance. What is ours? We want it immediately, isn't that right? But God will do it in His time and His way. What's another good example? I'm not going to turn to any scripture to read it, but remember the life of Joseph? He had all these wonderful dreams as a young boy of how God was going to bless him. And as a result, not only was he favored by his parents, but his brothers hated him and they sold him into slavery. And many years later, he was the very instrument as he lived as he was in prison. Ultimately, he was a bondservant, then he was in prison. And God raised him up because he interpreted Pharaoh's dream and was second in command in Pharaoh's kingdom and was the means of sustaining, because of a famine, his entire family, those 70 souls that went into Egypt. So what shall we then do in the heat of battle when we are under afflictions? Two things: we pray and then we wait on God. The simple answer is found in James 5 and 13. Is any afflicted among you? He gives three words. Let him pray. We are exhorted to pray, beloved, for the one thing that will bring us through trying times is our relationship with Jesus, which can only be developed by prayer and reading His Word. And so, how do we pray? Well, we can pray for deliverance. As Psalm 25 and 17 says, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distresses. And Jeremiah 17 and 14 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. So we pray for deliverance, for mitigation, for relief of troubles. Psalm 39, again, I'm making these comments, but I'm just really reiterating what the Word is saying. Psalm 39, 12 and 13 says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more, before I die. And we can pray for protection and preservation from enemies. There's a very powerful example found in 2 Kings 19 and 19. This is King Hezekiah. He's praying. He said, now therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou out of his hand. Who was that? The king of Assyria coming against him. And what's the reason? Not only, of course, for their deliverance, but that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Ultimately, there may be a lot of demons around, there are a lot of idols that men worship, but I tell you what, there's only one God in heaven who has all power in heaven and in earth. Psalm 17, verses 8 and 9 says, keep me as the apple of thy eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. And we pray for divine comfort. Psalm 4 and 6 says, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou the light of thy countenance upon us. And Psalm 119 and 76 says, let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Praise God. And so, beloved, as we wait upon the Lord, the afflictions that we may be going through and are going through are beneficial for us in exercising our patience. You know, if you pray for patience, God's going to hear that cry. And he'll allow you to develop patience. And it's not going to be in the middle of his blessings. Psalm 40:1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Romans 5:3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. That's the pinnacle of success, beloved, where we can glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Because why? We know God's going to undertake, and hope maketh not ashamed. Isn't that beautiful? If we hope in God, we will never be put to shame. James 1:3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Don't you love James? He just has a very concise way of putting truth into reality, into the words that he shares. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience. 1 Peter 2:20 says, for what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable unto God. So through the afflictions that we go through, the power and faithfulness of God is exhibited. His power in 2 Corinthians 4:10-11, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might also be manifest in our mortal flesh. And we can experience and exhibit God's faithfulness. Psalm 34:19-20 declares, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Praise God. Well, beloved, we've gone through a lot of scripture this week, and there's much more I want to share with you. If you're able to join me at the same time, Monday through Friday, or if you are able to listen to the broadcast at our website, unveilchrist.org, you can listen anytime at your convenience. They are archived there for your listening edification, if you will. I love you and pray for you every day. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.